Central Columbus. If you got bugs, don't hesitate. Call 706-568-7298.
This is Roger Tinker, owner and general manager of All Star Pest Control in Columbus, Georgia. Today, I want to talk about the cat flea. I think a lot of people have figured out that their dog has cat fleas, and if you figure that out, you are right. But let's look at some information on the cat flea. It's a small, wingless insect that is a parasite of cats and other pets. It's the most common flea found in the home, whether it be a cat or dog or rabbit or other pets. Fleas are blood-sucking parasites that can cause a number of problems on their host, including itching, skin irritation, and allergic reactions. They can also transmit disease such as tapeworms and cat scratch disease. The flea's life cycle has four stages: an egg, larvae, pupa, and adult. This is kind of similar to the life stage of a butterfly. You have an egg, a caterpillar, a cocoon, and adult. And so those correspond with the four stages that I just called out. The female flea lays about 20 eggs a day, which hatch into larvae within a few days. That's the worm. The larvae feed on organic matter such as pet dandruff and dust mites and pupate in about 2 weeks. The adults emerge from the pupa and seek out a host animal to feed on. The most common sign of a cat flea infestation is itching. Cats and dogs will scratch excessively, especially at their ears, neck, and tail. Unfortunately, they may also develop skin lesions or hair loss. Flea bites can cause allergic reaction in your pet, which can manifest in redness, swelling, and hives. A veterinarian can diagnose a cat flea infestation by examining your pet's skin for fleas or their droppings. There are a number of products available to treat flea infestations. It's also important to treat all pets in the household as well as the environment to prevent reinfestation. The best way to prevent a cat flea infestation is to keep your pet's coat clean and free of fleas, which I recommend giving your pet a bath at least once a week. You can do this also by brushing your pet regularly and using a flea comb to remove any fleas or eggs that are present. You should also treat with a flea preventive medication, like a lot of the things that the vets sell now. They work, but they're not going to totally prevent an infestation. Here's some additional tips. You can keep the pet's bedding dry and clean. Vacuuming your home regularly, particularly with carpets and furniture. Dispose of vacuum bags that contain where you vacuum for the fleas in a Ziploc bag, so that any fleas that hatch from the eggs that you vacuumed up cannot get back into the house. And of course, you always treat your yard for fleas, whether you think they're in the yard or not. What happens is you'll treat the inside, the fleas will run outside to get away from it, and when the flea treatment dies, they'll come back inside. I will also mention at this point, because this is good information, we have a flea treatment program that we do and guarantee it for 1 year. If you're interested in that, I certainly would love to hear from you. This is Roger Tinker, and I hope that I've given you some information that can help you.
Welcome to All Star Pest Control, Columbus, Georgia. If you're like most homeowners, your home is your most valuable possession. You want to protect it from termites, roaches, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and other unwanted pests that can cause damage and even spread serious disease to you, your family, and your pets. At All Star Pest Control, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. Call All Star Pest Control Columbus, Georgia today at 706-568-7298. That's 706-568-7298.
Google All Star Pest Control Columbus. If you've got bugs, don't hesitate. Call 706-568-7298.